We here. We in Chicago. Let's get it popping, y'all.
A deadly Labor Day weekend in Chicago as President Trump continues to set his eye on the city, threatening to send in the National Guard as early as this week. At least 52 people have been shot in Chicago over the Labor Day weekend. Seven of those victims died.
The violence included three mass shootings that happened at Haddon in California, in Chicago's Humboldt Park neighborhood, and two in Chicago's Bronzeville neighborhood, 35th and State and 36th in Cottage Grove. ABC 7's Jasmine Miner talked to people in Bronzeville about concerns about two mass shootings happening within 48 hours.
Many here in Bronzeville describe the neighborhood as on the come up, and they say they're not going to let the violence stop the positive work they're doing. For one woman, that means keeping kids healthy, active, and on the field.
Come on. Come on.
We gonna push through because it disservices the kids.
Alexis Hawthorne, owner of the top-tier university football youth program, says even gun violence won't keep her from serving kids in need. Their practice comes just a few hours and down the road from a mass shooting early this morning. Five people were shot near 36th and Cottage Grove near Ellis Park, including a 17-year-old who was in critical condition.
At the end of the day, to have one person that was critically injured and four folks in the hospital, whatever the situation was, it was senseless.
It is the second mass shooting in Bronzeville in the last 48 hours. The other happened on Saturday night near 35th and State, where seven people were hurt during a drive-by. Those like Alderman Pat Howell are taking action, telling ABC 7 in a statement, "I have long asked for additional police manpower to deal with large illegal gatherings and pop-up parties that routinely occur throughout the Bronzeville neighborhood." It follows Mayor Brandon Johnson signing an executive order this week to avoid the Trump administration from sending the National Guard into the streets of Chicago.
Us as people, we can come together and fix it out on our own. We don't need no one to come here and, you know, wreck shack our.
I asked this on the Anton Daniels channel when I was reviewing this video and while I was giving people an update on what was going on over in Chicago. And when people like this say, we don't need nobody to come in and fix it for us, I'm almost inclined to advocate against the Trump administration from coming into Chicago at all and stopping the violence. The only thing that I ask is that no tax dollars, no federal tax dollars actually go over to Chicago in return for your ask that you don't want any help or anybody to come over and add value into what y'all got going on. I'm almost like that's my initial reaction when I see people say stuff like this. That is my initial reaction, is to say, you right, you got it. You right, you got it. Because the second question that I have to ask myself is, if y'all got it, then how come y'all haven't been able to solve for it over the last 43 years of my life? Why we keep advocating for Chicago, y'all? They don't want to help themselves. They don't even care. I mean, there are some like Chicago Flips Red or whatever. Why we not letting them deal with their own mess that they created for themselves? This is y'all mess. Why Trump gotta help y'all? You right. You right. I understand Trump actually fixing the Capitol and making sure that the Capitol of the United States of America is taken care of so that, you know, that's where the White House is. That's where the Treasury is. We had to drag them kicking and screaming. And then Mayor Bowser came over later on and said, you know what? Thank the Trump administration for stopping all of the carjackings and the killings was going crazy. And we stopped that. And they cleaned up the MARTA and they did all of this. Why do we keep on begging them to do what's best for them? Chicago is nothing but a dope fiend. They're the dope fiend person that's in your family that continue to do bad, but everybody keep enabling bad behavior because they keep saying, we gonna put you in there. We gonna have you stay with us. We gonna put you in this facility. We gonna make sure that you do this. We gonna make sure you do that. Why we can't just let them have themselves? Let them eat each other. What is... Like, why are we trying to say, and I get it. Yep, it's a part of the United States of America, and Trump is the president of everybody, and so he gonna do the right thing for everybody, regardless of whether or not you voted for him or not. But why? Why are we fighting them for something that half of them don't even care about? They overwhelmingly voted for Mayor Brandon Johnson, even though it was a historical low turnout. They overwhelmingly voted for Brandon Johnson to become the mayor of and they voted for Lori Lightfoot. And they voted for Lori Lightfoot. What are we fighting them for? They said that they don't want our help. Listen to what she got to say. She said it.
Into the streets of Chicago.
Us as people, we can come together and fix it out on our own. We don't need no one to come here and, you know, wreck shack our community.
Others.
The mayor is saying, listen, we don't want y'all to come in here. We got it. The community is saying, we don't want y'all to come in here. We got it. The voters clearly are voting with their vote. And the people that don't vote don't feel like they vote do anything anyway. And so they don't really care. Why not let them? I mean, honestly, this is a different mindset. And I know we having a different conversation, but why not just let them have each other? Why not let them rock out? What are we fighting them for? Why are we trying to convince them that it makes sense for them to fix their communities? Why are we trying to save their lives? We don't live there. We don't live there. Most of us that's here right now watching this show, we live in nice, safe, good communities that's not, don't have a $734 million budget deficit for their school, for their school systems. They can't pay for their schools. They can't pay for their city. They can't pay for themselves. They just wall it off. It's right by the water. Wall it off. What are we fighting y'all for? Huh? Because the actual count is 54 plus people that got shot over the weekend alone. Over 7 people dead. No, over 8 people dead.
Topping your news at 4:30, more than 50 people shot and 7 killed across Chicago so far this holiday weekend. Now, the violence is rising as conversations have been heating up about President Trump's preparation to possibly deploy the National Guard. CBS News Chicago investigator Tara Molina live for us at CPD headquarters. Tara, you found out that this weekend was, in fact, much more violent than it has been this time in previous years.
That's right, Marie. Significantly more violent. Nearly double the shootings this holiday.
773 says, don't speak for the whole city, sir. We have almost 7 million people across the suburbs and the city. Play they interview certain people. But here's the thing, though. Okay, we can look at it from that lens and say, well, that's just one person's opinion. But it's not, because the majority of people in Chicago actually voted for Brandon Johnson. Y'all got J.B. Pritzker in office multiple terms, and y'all got Brandon Johnson, who is the successor after Lori Lightfoot. So that tells me that y'all don't want something different. This is exactly what y'all wanted, because it's not like he said that he's going to do anything different than he is. Brandon Johnson is exactly who he said he was. Brandon Johnson is exactly who he said he was. So if you're telling me that, no, they don't speak for it, I would tell you that she actually does. She actually is a representation of what the city is. Your vote says differently. The city council, your aldermen say differently. The majority of people. How many people is in Chicago? How many people is in Chicago? Brandon Johnson, hold on. Let me pull this up, because I want to make sure that we all on the same page as usual. Chicago 2023 mayoral election, Brandon Johnson defeats Paul Vallis, which it don't even have to be Paul Vallis, because Paul Vallis you know, that's the final, right? Y'all still had a primary. Y'all not interested in even looking at anything conservative. So let's throw that in there. He won 51.4%. Brandon Johnson won over 51.4% of the vote. So that means that more than half of the people actually voted for Brandon Johnson. Brandon Johnson said to offer an olive branch to the people that didn't vote for him. He says, to Chicagoans who did not vote for me, here's what you want. Here's what I want you to know. That I care about you, I value you, I want to hear from you, and I want to work with you. I'll be the mayor for you too. Oh my God. Throughout the campaign, Johnson has faced questions over whether he would be impartial in negotiations with his own union. To which he responded, who better to deliver bad news to friends than a friend? Crazy, bro. Crazy, crazy, crazy. So y'all definitely didn't want the white man. Well, like I said, y'all got what y'all voted for. Y'all got what y'all wanted.
Weekend, then we tracked the last holiday weekend, and all of this as Chicago is under a very strong national spotlight. I asked police about that.
I got him. Hello.
You're looking at the scene of a mass shooting in Chicago's Bronzeville neighborhood early this morning, where police tell us five people between 17 and 36 years old were hurt. Recovering four guns from the scene, investigators are still looking into what happened. It's the third mass shooting we've told you about this holiday weekend. With seven people shot Saturday on South State Street, two women and five men hurt, police say a shooter opened fire on a crowd from a car. And Sunday in Humboldt Park, four hurt in a drive-by shooting on West Haddon, opening fire from two cars, three women and a man shot.
It's a holiday weekend, and that means there's a greater...
What the... This is a family show on the week. What the piss is on his head? Yo, who is this guy?
Possibility for pop-up parties to be...
What the piss is that? Arthur Larigio? This guy looks crazy, bro. Ain't no other pictures of him like that. He was a head of faculty, PhD, Loyola University, Chicago. This guy looked insane, bro. That looks insane. It ain't even fully attached to his head. It's not even fully attached to his head. What the piss kind of man unit is that? It's like, it is. It's like a helmet. It's like he picked it up and he sat it on his head. Have y'all ever seen anything like that before? I've never seen something like that before in my entire life, bro. What a day, man. What a week. What a weekend. It has been a wild time. I am going to get my life together. I promise you I am.
Enter criminologist Arthur Larigio, who tells me the weather we've enjoyed this weekend is a contributing factor to the violence we're tracking.
Some of the shootings we saw this weekend
is matted in the bag.
Total of about 55 and close to 10 people have been killed. have been outside in groups, and that can account for the large number of people who were shot and shot at.
I took a closer look at the numbers and found last Labor Day weekend, 26 people were shot in Chicago, 5 killed. This year, more than 50 people shot and 7 killed. Police are not commenting on the increase or addressing questions, telling me they'll share finalized information tomorrow. But with a national spotlight on Chicago.
D.C. was an easy one to explain. Coming into Chicago is a different circumstance. And so we don't have a need for a national presence here. But this past weekend is going to be the precipitant to give Trump.
They don't have a need for a national presence there. Got it. 50 people shot in a weekend.
Cool. The opportunity to bring in the National Guard.
Coming up at 6, more on crimes that have happened across the city this holiday weekend. And again, I'm told police will not have finalized numbers on the violence that we've been tracking until tomorrow.
So we'll get an official count of how many. Matter of fact, let me just pull it up right now. Nine people have been killed in Chicago. Over 54 shot over Labor Day weekend. So 54 people were shot, 9 people killed. That is the official number. 9 people killed, 54 people shot. No, I'm sorry, 58 people shot. 9 and 58 is the official numbers. They don't need help, though.